The county council looked at some of the concepts and goals in an updated version of the Eastside General Plan. Development Director Pat Putt said under the new document, the agricultural heritage of the East is still important, but one significant change is that it's not the only driver for the plan. In that case, we asked Councilmember Chris Robinson, will the county try to preserve farming parcels or allow them to be subdivided by their owners? Robinson said they need to strike a middle ground.
I think one of the mission statement for the general plan was that there'd be a balance between the desires of the property owners and the desires of the broader community, and I think that there needs to be a balance there. I don't think that, you know, we should dictate to a large ranch that it can't ever be subdivided, but we'll have a set of land use ordinances that will allow it to be done in a way that's responsible and that would achieve that balance.
Council member Roger Armstrong suggested a zone might be called AG 100 Family to allow ranchers to develop portions of their land for family members. Robinson said he needs to look at that more.
I mean, in concept, I don't have a problem with there being a mechanism for the next generation to get a part of the family farm. I don't understand enough of his proposal to have a specific opinion, but I think that there ought to be an easier way to make a minor subdivision for succession within the family.
Eastern Planning Commissioners pointed out there are existing parcels that are often too small for what's allowed in their zones. Robinson said that goes far back in their history and heads into the current debate about lots of record.
In 1977, when we zoned the county, if parcels were less than the zone, they became a lot of record by definition. If parcels have been created that are smaller than the zone, that means that something happened between 1977 and now. Some would argue they were illegally created to make them that smaller than that. Otherwise, they'd be a lot of record and they'd be grandfathered. So it gets back to that thorny discussion sometimes about what's a lot of record and was a meets and bounds division that didn't go through a subdivision process that results in a smaller parcel. Is what do we do with those now? And we've created processes like the special exception and rewritten the lot of record law so that it's more favorable to those situations where it's smaller than the zone.
Also in council business, they granted an extension of a specially planned area approval for the large Silver Creek Village development near Silver Creek Junction. The applicants originally were asking for a few months' extension on a 2011 approval, but to allow the developers enough time, the council granted a year with the new deadline set for September 2014.
There's like 1,290 units there. It's a very complicated project. I don't know if you read the staff report, but it indicated that some of the delay was the county's fault, that we've got a lot going on, and to properly vet internally the development agreement was going to take more time. And so the consensus on both sides was, let's not rush this and let's get it right the first time. So I don't see it being as a big deal.
County Council Member Chris Robinson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.